Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day of... Always a pleasure to continue to be yours. Our good friend Jack Ulrich is back. Jack is one of the world's great futurists, someone we certainly have benefited from. His foresight over the last 11 years, he's been hanging out with us. He's an independent scholar, speaker extraordinaire, best-selling author of several books. Jump the Curve is one. The Next Big Thing is Really Small. That's still one of my favorites, Jack. Also, Foresight 2020. And he's also a historian. He's written a couple of books, of biographies. So he's our good friend Jack Ulrich. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
I still love the Next Big Thing is Really Small. I quote you all the time one of my big things these days is how technology is changing humanity.
Not just humans, but
humanity. And I talk about paint that talks, you know, paint that thinks. that's nano, right?
That is, and I tell you, it is coming really fast. You know, I know that that's not where we want to take the conversation today, but I'd love to come back and talk about some of these things that sound like science fiction, but they're science fact.
That's exactly right. Now, I'm just letting the audience remind the audience about some of the great things that we've talked about over the years. So earlier in the hour, Jack, coincidentally, I was actually talking about another topic. I was pointing out the fact that if you're a small business owner, you're an energetic, hard charging, take no prisoners kind of person. You have to be, or you wouldn't be doing the things that everybody else told you you couldn't do, or the things that you didn't know you weren't supposed to do. And so that oftentimes, especially if you're a guy, oftentimes that causes us, as you point out in this piece you've written, it causes us to have to be more likely to respond with an answer to something instead of a question. And you're saying we need to turn that upside down.
Yeah, that's right. The world is changing so fast, but most of us entrepreneurs are action-oriented. We're problem solvers, and we like to be doing something. But I think the world's changing so fast that as leaders, as entrepreneurs, we have to step back, think first, and then just ask some probing questions about where the future is going. How are my customers changing? How is my business model changing? Are there new competitors I need to be aware of? Are there ways for me to exploit social media that I haven't been doing before? And just take some time with questions and really think about those. As Steve Jobs once said, he said, you know, the most successful people are those that ask the best questions, mm-hmm. and then they then answer those questions. So just spend some time trying to find a better and then the best question.
And the people who are the most interesting are the ones who ask you about yourself instead of telling you about themselves.
That is so true. But I think that's another good thing about the entrepreneur is ask your customers what
right.
they want and
mm-hmm.
spend some time really probing them and asking them, because that's where the new insights are going to come from.
One of the questions that you encourage us to ask is what don't we know? What are we missing?
To me, this is where we should all start. And I've been writing and thinking about this principle of humility a lot more lately. And it really starts with this idea that what don't we know? And if we're really honest with ourselves, even though we're experts in our particular domain, we have to acknowledge there's a lot that we don't know. But if you can just acknowledge that, you're more likely to keep an open mind, you're more likely to stay curious, you're more likely to acknowledge the possibility that the world is changing and that you're not seeing it, and then you go start figuring out how you start learning about some of those things.
Well, isn't this how we neutralize our presumptions too much, a lot? I mean, as a forecaster of business, of my business, as a developer of a projection, you know, if I'm going to create a projection, I've got to make some assumptions, right? And one of the things I pointed out is assumptions are often wrong, and projections are always wrong. So if that's my state of mind, if that's typically the way I work, I need to ask what don't I know? I want to have you respond to that when we come back after these messages. Gonna take a quick one, folks. 20 till, right back with our good friend Jack Holdren. We're asking questions, not necessarily giving answers first. Stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.